Oh, you good, B. You good. All right, Bryant, you good? All right, Mr. Pritchett, Evangelist, let's move.
What's up, everybody? What's up, man? It's Brian Pritchett coming to y'all with the word from God, man. Just want to get on here and stir you guys up, stir you up in the direction that God wants to take us. Take you, take me, whatever ears are listening, man. I just pray that God stirs up those that are right with him, that God will stir up those who are not right with him, and God will stir up those who are lukewarm. So before we get started today, I just want to pray the fire of the Holy Ghost down on your life, and I want to pray that the word of God penetrates your heart and not your flesh, man. That's one thing I don't want to do is work up your flesh. I want the word of God to penetrate the heart and plant a seed deep enough that it will grow for God's glory. Father God, I just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for the Holy Ghost and fire to let itself be known upon each and every ear that is listening across the world. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do a new thing in new hearts, Father God, in new things. In hearts that are already yours, and new things in hearts that are lukewarm. Father God, I thank you for that. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we just thank you, Lord, that you are God of your word, and we just want to thank you for what you're about to do. In your name we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen. Man, I just want to stir you up because I know that we are living in a time that is very critical. And when I say it's critical, is because it's been going on for a while now. Things have been going on, but it's more I've seen than ever. And that's what I want to talk about, man, is the times we are living in. We are living in dark times. And the Bible says that it is high time to awaken out of sleep because our Savior draw closer than ever. See, my friend, what I want you to understand that this walk with God is a walk that is easy when you line up into the will of God, when you're doing the things that God says to do. And what I want to point out is so many people want to be rebellious against rules and things like that. And what I want to talk about is truth and love go hand in hand, my friend. Truth and love go hand. You cannot have truth unless you're speaking in love and speaking. And do love with truth. If you don't have love or truth, then you're compromising. And that's what I'm trying to say, is truth needs to have love, and love needs to have truth. Same thing goes with your kids when you set a rule, and you set rules in the house that they abide by. True love is going to speak truth to their children, the same way the word of God speaks truth loud today. If your kids think you love them, but you let them get away with everything, then throughout life, they're going to think they can get away with anything. And it goes with the Bible where it says, obey the laws of the land. The reason that there are laws in place is to keep people from doing things they shouldn't. And if people continue to disobey the law and they keep on disobeying the law and they keep disobeying the law, sooner or later it will catch up with them. Grace will run out, and they will pay the price for what they have done. And I'm talking about the Word of God, my friend. So many people don't want to line up with the Word of God. They don't want to live for what the Word of God says, because God's Word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And let me tell you, He is the Father of all fathers. And if He knows how to father a child, if He knows how to father a son, if He knows how to father a daughter, it is God Almighty, my friend. He is the Father of all fathers. And what I want to share with you today is I want you to get into a place where you can read the Word of God and eat it and accept it for what it says, even if it's bitter to your stomach, bitter to your mouth, bitter to your taste buds. If it's hard to swallow, my friend, there's a reason for that. Because if you read in the Bible, it says the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. See, a lot of people that are lukewarm for God, they have gotten lazy in their walk with God. They're not hungry and thirsty for the things of God like they used to be. That's why they're lukewarm. They got complacent. They got happy with where they're at. They're not applying the Word of God to their heart anymore. They're not writing it down on their heart like a tablet so they can meditate upon it day and night, my friend. In the time and the hour that we're living in, it's critical that we pay attention to every word that God has spoken, even if it's from the front to the back. And I'm not talking about fulfilling the ways of the laws and trying to keep the 600-plus laws. I'm talking about that all Scripture is good for the edifying, rebuking, teaching for the believer and those who are hearing what God is doing in this time and hour. Friend, a scripture stood out to me today as I was reading. It says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, we have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out many devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess to them, I had never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Let me tell you, friend, that is a word I do not want to hear when I meet God face to face, because He is the judge that is just. He is the judge that is righteous, and you cannot debate with the righteous judge. My friend, I've heard so many people on this earth. I've heard so many people in the world that say only God can judge me. And I want to tell you, my friend, I'm not sure you want that. I'm not sure you want God to judge you, because His judgment is just, and it's quick, and it's powerful, and He is a God that will not lie. If He says that He says, I do not know you, my friend, that's what the Word of God speaks. I do not know you. So let's go back and think about it. It says, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What is the will of God? My friend, there's scriptures that said, if you say you love me, if you say you're my disciples, then keep my commandments. Keep my words, my friend. That was Jesus that was speaking. He said, if you truly love me, you will keep my words. True love rejoices in righteousness, not in rebellion. True love rejoices in righteousness. And just because you knew how to flow in the gift of God, just because the gift of God is without repentance. It said it in the Word, my friend. The call of God is without repentance. You can know how to give a word of knowledge, how to give a word of wisdom, how to prophetically flow and give a prophecy, and how to do all these miracles and signs. But you never come to the place where you come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Matter of fact, you use His name. You use the gifts that He's given you in your life to bring profit to your own pocket. My friend, that's a scary thing, to know how to flow in the gifts and the power of God, but not have a personal relationship with Him. That is scary. It tells me that the gifts and the power of God is more your God than Jesus Christ Himself. You seek the power of God. You ran after the gifts of God. You ran after all these things. But a true personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And my friend, I would rather never flow in another gift. I would rather never see another miracle. I would rather never see another word of knowledge or wisdom if I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. Because a relationship with Jesus is where it's at, my friend. We need to know the will of God. We need to know the word of God. And we just don't need to be a hearer, but we need to be a doer. It talks about, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And then the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and that house stood great. Because this person that was wise knew how to apply the word of God to his life, to his heart. He wasn't just a person that heard what God was saying. He wasn't a person that just heard what the man of God was saying. He was a person that knew how to get in the presence of God and read the word for what it says. See, so many people say, you interpreted the word wrong. My friend, you don't need an interpreter. It says what it says. So read it like he read it. People that need an interpreter are looking for reason to adjust and fit these things in their life so they don't have to change. Yes, my friend, you just heard me say that. Anybody that's looking to interpret it, scripture is looking for a way to justify the sin that is in their heart. The word says what it says. Did it not just say that? Did I switch anything up? Let me read it for you again. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. I don't need to interpret that. It says what it says, my friend. It says what it says. And so many people are at a point where they want to twist and they want to change and they want to pick and they want to choose what they live by. Saying it's okay to break the rules. My friend, yes, God's grace is sufficient. But my friend, God's grace will run out one day. God's grace will run out one day. And one day you will stand in the presence of the Almighty God. And I promise you, your words will not be powerful enough to debate with his decision. Your word will not be powerful enough to debate with what he's going to do, my friend. See, life is serious because you only get one. It says you're here for 1 minute and then you're gone. You're like a vapor of smoke. And how you lived your life, my friend, is going to echo throughout the world. And not is it just going to echo throughout the world. It's going to echo throughout eternity. Through eternity, my friend. So know your word. And know what it is to have a true relationship with Jesus Christ himself. Know what he did up on the cross was not for you to stay the same, but that you could walk in an overcoming Christian life. That is the power of the word of God. It says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. It's been God all along, my friend. It's been God from the beginning, and it's going to be God at the ending. Nothing will change with him. You cannot change what he has already written. He is a God that cannot lie. But there are so many people that are willing to listen and hear what is being said and say, oh, that sounds good. My friend, you better learn how to test the spirits and see if they're of God or not. Paul talked about testing the spirits to see if they're of God or not. Do you test what comes out of people's mouth, or do you just accept it because it sounds good and it tastes good to your lips and it tastes good going down because you feel like you can continue in your sinful ways, my friend? That is not God's word. God's word will challenge you. It will challenge you in every area of your life. And if you're not being challenged by the word of God, my friend, you better reread it. And better keep rereading it. And if any man that calls himself a man of God don't preach the truth and they don't point you to Jesus, my friend, you better run. And you better run as fast as you can. Because there's false prophets in cheap clothing coming in to tickle the ear of those who will listen. But if you will get grounded and learn the word of God for what it says, you will not be easily deceived, but you will be able to pick up what type of spirit they are. Go on and be lazy if you want to. Go on and not read the word of God. Go on and not learn it. Even the devil came to Eve as a serpent. Now he's more manipulated. He came into the Garden of Eden, and then he had to change the way he looked and was still able to manipulate her to eat the apple of good and evil. Even the snake, then he had to change his form, was still able to twist the words of God up to make Eve feel good. My friend is different now. He's done switched up. If you knew your Bible, it says that the devil comes as an angel of light, pretending to be something he's not. He comes in looking good, switching things up, twisting it, saying, hey, continue in your sin. It's okay. It's okay. My friend, if the word of God doesn't push you to your faith, if the word of God doesn't push you to a place of brokenness, if the word of God doesn't push you to say, God, I need you more now than I need my next breath, then you are not hearing the word of Jesus. You are not hearing the words that God used, man that was inspired by him himself. You are listening to false prophets that tells you it's okay to continue in your ways. And as I continue to read in 2 Timothy, in the chapter 4, it says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in kingdom. He said, preach the word. Listen to that. Preach the word. The word of God should never be watered down to justify somebody's lifestyle. This is a one-time thing, man. This is a one-time breath. Once it's taken, there's no repentance. We need to live with God with everything that we have within us. Yes, we make mistakes, but God knows we're trying, that we are willing to get in his presence, that we are willing to get the word of God deep in our hearts, that we are coming to him every day of our life saying, Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. But it said, preach the word, the instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. The word of God should challenge you. It should build you up. It should exhort you. It has a season for everything, my friend. And if the word of God is challenging you, that is the challenge of your season, that God is trying to change something in your life so you don't continue to go down a road that you think is okay. Then it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. The time will come where they will not endure pretty much what Jesus said. Jesus is the sound doctrine. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life, my friend. There is no other way to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12 says there's no other name under heaven by which you could be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. For the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, looking for preachers that don't have no boldness no more, looking for preachers that are not speaking truth, but they speak false love. Continue down the road of destruction. You're okay, and people are okay with that. They want to hear a preacher talk about the things that makes their flesh feel good. Well, God is sick of it. God is sick of the flesh feel good messages. And that's why God is raising up men and women of God that's going to come out with fire in the mouth and fire shut up in their bones, that's going to shake the very foundations of your lifestyle. There's going to be no way of turning around unless you're turning around to run to Jesus with your full heart, my friend, because God is not just going to let it be done. He's not going to let the devil keep manipulating. He's raising up people that's going to speak the word of God for exactly for what it is. And these men and women of God are not going to be afraid of their faces. They're not going to be afraid of their threats. They're not going to be afraid of anything they can do. Because God said, fear me who could kill the body and so in hell. But don't fear the man or the woman that can only kill the body, my friend. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. My friend, if you're listening to me, stop chasing fairy tales. Stop chasing stealed good messages. Stop chasing the things that make you feel good. True love rejoices in truth. False love will continue to say, do what you want to do. There is a false to everything, my friend. That's why the devil comes as an angel of light, pretending to be something he's not. He's fake. He's false. He's counterfeit. And how do you know if something's real? You hold it up to the light. How do you know a true $100 bill is a true $100 bill? You hold it up to the light. How do you know the word of God is true? You hold it up to the light, my friend. You hold it up to the light. Because false doctrine will never match God's words. And God will never change because he is a God that is always the same. Always the same, my friend. He doesn't change. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My friend, listen to me. You don't need to interpret the word. Just read it and apply it to your heart. And if you don't understand it, read it again. It says what it said, and people will do what they can to manipulate the scripture so they don't have to change. Never be that person that wants all of God but don't want to give nothing up. Don't be that person that wants God's blessings but don't want to change. My friend, a true relationship with God will change you forever. And it's by love. And the only reason God has placed things in order is because he truly loves you with truth. Truth and love, my friend. He loves you with truth. He loves you with unconditional love. And he knows that if we head down these paths of destruction, where we're going to spend eternity. That's why he paid the price, because hell wasn't made for you. And as we come to a close, I want to say, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your chance to get desperate and begin to cry out to a God that gave his life and paid the price that you could have never paid. All over the world, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he is a beautiful, beautiful person. Especially once you get to know him, he's beautiful. He's amazing. He don't force you into anything. It's his love that changes you. You know, you ever been in a relationship with somebody that was just so amazing, and whatever they did, you just wanted to be better? Better for them? That's how it is with God, man. That his love is so beautiful that it changes us in the process of having a relationship. My friend, read the word for what it says. Apply it to your heart. Be a hearer and a doer. And watch your heart begins to expand. If you flow in nothing but the gifts, if you know how to do all these things but you have no love, and you have no relationship, my friend, don't be deceived just because you flow in the gifts of God that you think you know God. I'm going to say it again. The call of God is without repentance. You can live like hell and still know how to do what God's called you to do and never know God himself. Man, I hope that touches somebody's heart. And you guys that are on fire for God, that are listening to every word that I speak, continue to stir up the gift of God in your life. Continue to fan the flame. Continue, my friend, on the path of righteousness. And continue the good fight. Because there is coming a day where we will all make our departure. We will all leave this earth. And man, I just want to speak blessings over y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed it tonight. And this word was just to let you know that the devil is still in the same business of twisting and manipulating, just like he was in the Garden of Eden. Know your word so you can fight against the manipulation of the false prophets and the evil one. Man, it was a blessing. Man, if y'all go to catchingthisfire.com, that's my website. We're still working on it, but you can still go and look at it. And that's catchingthisfire.com. That's my website. And that's C-A-T-C-H-I-N-G, his, H-I-S, fire, F-I-R-E, @.com. If you want to bless Catching His Fire Ministries, you can go to PayPal, catchingthisfire@outlook.com. Catching, C-A-T-C-H-I-N-G, his, H-I-S, fire, F-I-R-E, outlook.com. And that's the PayPal if you want to bless this ministry. Keep me in prayer as doors begin to open and I'm doing evangelism outreach from away from the international radios. I love you guys, man. Y'all can reach me on that website. I pray for you. I pray blessings over you. You guys have an awesome, awesome night. And know that God draws close to those who draws close to him. I love you guys.